Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right, and that's where we are, at VOC Nation. Of course, this is The Morning After, live right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. I'm Brady Hicks, and I've got with me Granny Hulkster. What's going on, Granny?
Well, hey, no, not much, Brady. I just got home from Walmart. I had to do a little shopping this morning.
Oh, boy.
So,
did you get all the essentials?
Getting ready to start. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm getting ready to start my week of house sitting and dog sitting for my friends tomorrow. So,
okay. It's been actually today's going to be a landmark day for me. I went into this pandemic looking like Daniel Bryan, and I look like AJ Styles right now. So I'm getting my hair cut today, Granny, and I'm very excited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've had my hair cut twice since the pandemic started, you know, so.
Okay.
My first haircut was way past due.
Yeah. It was a big thing for me because, like, they were closed for they actually just opened up, like, I guess about a week and a half ago, but I had to make an appointment, you know, because I don't know anybody who's a hairdresser. So I had to wait for 2 weeks for my allotted time to go get my hair cut. So I'm headed off today, and I'm excited. I really am.
Well, that's awesome.
It'll be good. Yeah, be Easter fresh. In time for 4th of July, so that's a really good thing. And, of course, we're barreling toward the holiday. Go ahead.
Yeah. I wear my hair short all year round. I mean, it can be wintertime, and I wear it short just because I have curly hair, and I love my curly hair. But my curly hair is so much better when it's short than when it's long.
Yeah.
So.
I hear you. I hear you. I get the curly hair. Like, when I grow, people always say, like, you know, why don't you grow your hair long? Because my hair doesn't grow down, Granny. It grows out for the longest
time. Well,
that's
the way
that's
the way mine does. Mine doesn't grow long. It grows out. And I look like a bushy, bushy person with big, thick hair when it grows out, you know, so.
Yeah, it would look like Haku, you know?
Well, not quite that bad, but you know, it gets pretty bushy looking. So
yeah,
we had a great time in the room last night.
It was a lot of fun. I did enjoy it. I was going to say that we're barreling toward the holiday right now, and tomorrow is going to be the last episode of The Morning After. We're taking off Friday and Monday for the holiday, for the extended holiday weekend, but we will be back next Tuesday. So we will be on tomorrow, then off Friday and Monday, and we'll be back on Tuesday. In the Room was a lot of fun. It was. I like doing that once in a while. You know, without the guests, you just kind of get on and you have fun with people. I was a little disappointed because we were getting so many callers there for a long time, and I feel like for whatever reason, last night I left the time for them, and the callers just weren't there. There just weren't a lot of callers. So.
Well, you never know. I mean, it's, you know, maybe people
you can't plan it.
Traveling for the holiday or something, you know, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I don't I don't take it personally. I know a couple of them reached out to me and said they were sorry they couldn't call in. I mean, it happens. John Garabedian is on vacation. Mike is got a dentist appointment. You know, it was different stuff like that. Justin is working, you know. So it's difficult sometimes to get everybody on. But, it was a lot of fun. We goofed around a lot. But I'm glad that you had fun, Granny. I know that we did.
Well, it was, you know, just kind of refreshing. You know, even though you give me a hard time about being a heel, you know, turning heel, you know, I still love you, Brady, you know. I mean, I got my Ken Resnick shirts. You know. And I got to tell you this, it's kind of funny. I was talking to my husband. I was coming home, Monday from doing the bulletin, and he says, "You got a package?" Yeah. And I said, "What do you mean I got a package?" And he said, "Well, it's from your boyfriend." I said, "I don't have a boyfriend." And he says, "Well, it says Pro Wrestling Keith." I said, "Oh, my Ken Resnick shirts." He says, "Well, there you go. I told you it's from your boyfriend." So I guess next time I talk to Ken Resnick, I'm going to say, "Well, according to my husband, you're my boyfriend, Ken." Or my guy friend or something, you know. And David says, "Well, he's a guy." And I said, "Yeah, he's a guy, you know." "Well, he's your guy friend." And I'm like, "Okay, whatever, you know." Because I love Ken Resnick. I mean, you know, I mean, I used to watch Ken back in the day, you know, when he was on the WWF, you know, and I remember him back then, you know. And but when I when Traditional Championship Wrestling was running in Arkansas and he started, you know, like interviewing for them and stuff, that's how my family and I really got to know him. And we have just, we've just been really good friends,
he's a great guy.
Since we met, you know, and he is a great guy. I love him to death.
Like I said, we love having him here. When we had the opportunity to bring him on for Wrestling with History, it was a slam dunk, you know. And he has such good chemistry with Bruce.
He does. I mean, they do such an awesome job together.
They do. I was going to say, for the longest time, it was like the VOC Nation Radio Network was really just like in the room and a bunch of smaller shows, you know. But this is like the first time I can remember where we've got 4 or 5 programs that are all just like go-to. You got to hit them every week because they're all so good, you know? I'm very happy about the way things have been. And no matter what you do, Granny, resist the temptation to tell Ken Resnick that you ran to the door and grabbed his package.
Well, I wasn't even home when my package came.
It was a mail order, Ken.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't even home when it came,
it.
You know?
I got
my husband, you know... So, I mean, that I could say, well, you know, I just ran to the door and had to grab my package, you know, but
exactly,
I wasn't even here when it came, you know, but I have it, and I'm going to be, we're going to be wearing them proudly, you know, and.
Very good.
So, I don't know if you saw Rat Boy's comment just a few minutes ago on Messenger, Brady, but he said he needs his vacation pay.
His vacation pay? He'll have to take that up with corporate. I only handle scheduling. I don't handle finances, so you'll have to.
Oh, I know. But, you know, he says, "I need my vacation pay, LOL."
I need
Hazard need a little vacation pay, you know?
Yeah. I need Hazard
pay
working with
him. We all need a little vacation pay.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's, it's been an interesting week. Renee Young's announcement. Oh, what's this? I knew Renee Young was going to make her big announcement today.
Well, that's what I heard.
Oh. Okay, so Rat Boy was close. He said she was pregnant. She's not pregnant, Granny, but she has a bun in the oven. She's making a cookbook. That's her announcement.
Ah. Okay.
So Rat Boy was close. Yeah. Also, thoughts and prayers. I got to say this. Go out to Mama Bella, Kathy. Collis Garcia, Kathy Collis or whatever. She, the mother of the Bella twins, and we've seen her on Total Bellas and Total Divas. She underwent brain surgery yesterday.
Oh my!
She's also married to John Laurinaitis, who's been a higher up with WWE forever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully thoughts and prayers to her. It sounds like she pulled out okay.
Well, we hope.
So,
I mean, there's nothing more devastating than any kind of, you know, surgery, especially something to that in that nature.
It's scary, you know. Medical can be scary sometimes, so we will definitely be thinking and praying for the entire Bella Army, I guess you'd say. I'm trying to see what else here. It's kind of a slow day. More details surfaced about Velveteen Dream because apparently he got into a car accident on Friday, and there were like some like kind of scared details. All that we knew that he wasn't part of NXT, and people didn't know if it was because of the accusations or because of the car crash. Apparently, what happened was Velveteen Dream rear-ended somebody, and I guess he had to go to the hospital. But it sounds like he's going to be okay.
Oh my.
It was just rough. So yeah, hopefully he's okay.
Yeah,
hopefully he's okay. And WWE, by the way, you know, talking about the speaking out stuff, they kind of sent a message to all of their talent, in particular the UK talent, telling them that if any evidence comes out that anybody did anything, if anything is proven, then they're going to be gone. No tolerance, no questions asked. The same as what happened with Jack Gallagher, because when he was accused, the person showed the text messages where he basically admitted doing it. So
yeah,
he was gone, you know, no questions asked. And I got to assume that's going to apply to anybody from top to bottom. I got to assume that. Maybe I'm wrong to assume that, but I am assuming that.
Well, you know, it's just sad situation. I mean, you know, everything's just so crazy right now with this pandemic. And now have you heard the latest about, I was talking to somebody last night, and his wife is a nurse at one of our local hospitals here in Northwest Arkansas. And now they're talking about over in China, people are getting what was like the swine flu back in 2009, the H1N1 flu and everything, and the swine flu. Now they're saying that could possibly hit the United States while we're dealing with this pandemic.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And I'm like,
you think
really?
We're dealing with
people,
end of days
you know,
here, Granny? You think
well,
we're dealing with
you
end
know,
of days?
2020 did not start off good for a lot of people. And then once the pandemic hit, it just got worse. And, you know, because my husband was on the verge of losing his job after the first of the year, after almost 48 years.
Yeah.
You know, they gave him a letter one day, and they said, due to reorganization, your position will no longer be available after January 31st, and they were going to let him go. And, of course, he's been drawing his retirement for a while, but he was still able to work. I mean, 2005, he started drawing his retirement, you know, plus he was still drawing an hourly paycheck, and, you know, he has Social Security benefits. So if he retires, we're going to be okay, but I think they were afraid because of what he knows that's happened over the years where he works at.
Mm-hmm.
They made him the offer of like, well, you can fully retire now and we'll pay you for 2 more weeks, no questions asked, or you can work 2 days a week, or we might be able to keep you up to for 1 more year. Because I think they were afraid that he was going to be their worst nightmare, if you know what I mean. And my husband's not the type of be a tattletale, or, you know, or be a stool pigeon or whatever you want to call that. But he's not that way. I mean, you know, he goes and does his work he does his job, and he's never hardly ever sick. I mean, the most sick hours he's ever taken off was to take care of me when I've had both of my knee operations and had my pacemaker put in, you know. I mean, I think himself, being sick himself, I mean, maybe a week at the most total days, I mean, over a period of many years, you know, he's just never sick. I mean, he doesn't take prescribed medication. I mean, he's 68 years old, so overall he's in pretty good health, you know, all things considered.
Yeah.
He takes a fish oil and a multivitamin every day, and that's it.
Yeah, no, that's great. I was going to say, and we got to bring Stro Maestro on, by the way. Stro, one second, I promise I'll get to you. My mom actually had a very similar situation. She had her hours cut a year before she was supposed to retire at work. And she went in one day to kind of fulfill her obligation, very annoyed, obviously, because, you know, if you got to retire early, you don't make nearly as much money. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's true.
So she went in, Granny, and she accidentally, while she was there, her first day back, she broke her shoulder. So now she's getting paid full time for that. And in the meantime, they restored her hours, so everything's going to work out for her.
Well, that's good.
That was a good break, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
What's going on, Stro? How you doing, pal?
Hey, Stro.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Oh, man.
Good.
AEW Dynamite, Great American Bash, NXT. And
Wednesday Night Wars.
That's it, man. Are you guys talking about, talking about grandmas, right? Well, my grandma's favorite tag team was Harlem Heat. And the reason being, because when she first met Harlem Heat, they fell in love with her, man. Oh, my God. They would, like, every time I took my grandma to her, they'd sneak her in the back, and she would sneak in, like, food she would cook for them and everything. And lock her. But,
that's amazing.
Great stuff. Yeah,
you bring your grandmother to a lot of events?
Every once in a while, I did. Well, I mean, when she was alive, you know what I mean?
No. That's great. I was actually wondering, and that's something I wanted to ask you for a while, but, like, it's never something that I think to ask anybody, but, like, you see sometimes where, like, a wrestler will get in trouble because they bring, like, a family member or a friend to a show, and, like, the person doesn't follow the proper etiquette, obviously.
Right.
Are you taking a huge risk to bring family or friends like that to a show, or is it like with your grandmother, it's like everybody gets it, it's all good?
Yeah, pretty much, right? And, like,
yeah,
during that time, you know, it's like, you know, even the people I'd bring, you know, family members I'd bring, they weren't, like, too forceful or anything. It's like, you know, if they can, you know, if they can meet, it's fine. And the company was really cool about it. So, and like I said,
that's,
you know,
cool.
And Booker T. Stevie Ray, they loved her, man. My grandma, so
I got to share a funny story about Stevie Ray, guys, with you. I got to share a funny story about Stevie Ray. You know, I helped
write
a podcast called Attitude Era Live on Monday nights. And we had Stevie Ray on there one night as our guest. And the host, I'm just a co-host, you know. I mean, I just, you know, help out, you know. I'm not the host. And so I got ready to ask my question to Stevie. And Stevie says, Granny, I've got a question for you. And I said, yes, sir. And he says, I want to know why you are not doing this interview with me. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoa. I said, well, I said, sir, I said, I'm just the co-host. I don't know if he was messing around with Icon or if he just didn't like the way Icon was asking the question. I don't know what. But he says, I want to know why you are not doing this interview with me. And I'm like, okay. I said, well, sir, I said, I'm just the co-host. I said, I'm not, like, I just help with the program, you know. I'm not the main person, you know. But I thought that was
Granny,
pretty funny that he asked me that question.
I had such a similar experience when we had him on. It was Kathy Stroh and I keep asking him, and Granny, you could just tell he was getting agitated with every question I asked him. He was just, like, getting more and more annoyed. And then, like, Kathy would say something, and he'd, like, lighten up, and he'd be really happy, or, like, Stroh said something, like, you know. But every time I go to ask him a question, Granny, he'd be back on edge again. And then at one point, I saw that our other co-host, Derek McDonald, was in the queue, so I bring him on, and I just messaged Derek. I'm like, help, I need you to ask him a question. Get the heat off me for a minute, you know? And Derek starts to ask him something, Granny, something about being a role model to him. And the first word, Stro, you remember what Stevie said. He just said, wait a minute. He said, are you a brother? And Derek said, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And after that, it was like the cloud lifted, Granny. He was, like, in the best mood. He was so nice. He was nice to Derek. Derek asked a bunch of questions. Kathy and Stroh asked some questions. And he was so happy, Granny. He was so happy. And then I asked him a question again. and he just soured again, again, again.
And I don't know if it was the fact. Number one, I don't know if he asked me that because of my gimmick name being Granny Hulkster or what. I don't know what the deal was, but he was like,
yeah.
I want to know why you are not doing this interview with me. And I'm like, ooh, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. You know?
Probably because he wasn't happy with it.
I guess not, but, you know, I don't know why he wanted me to do the interview, but I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and what, that's another thing, you know. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just one thing I learned that with Stevie, and then I'll let you go. And Stro, you can back me up on this. This guy's a professional. You know, he ain't in wrestling because he's a fan. He's in wrestling because it's a business and he wants to make money. So a lot of the questions that people tend to ask wrestlers are about how much they enjoyed it or how much fun it was. And for him, Stro, at least the impression that I get is it was always a job for Stevie Ray. Booker enjoyed it a whole lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, he's all business. Pretty much. He's 50,
I could tell.
As you can tell. He's very 50.
It's great, though. Good for him, though. Good for him. At least he stays true to what he believes. What were you saying, Granny?
No, I was going to say, you know, how you were asking Stro about, you know, bringing family members to the show and stuff. You know, I used to, when I used to help with Wrestling for a Cause a lot in Oklahoma, I would take the merchandise. I would pick up the T-shirts for Tim and take them over there to Oklahoma for the shows. So they would always let me in the building, you know, early, you know, because I helped, you know, I helped with the organization. And, you know, they had Trevor Murdoch a couple different times, you know, doing training seminars with the wrestlers. You know, now on the average fan would not get to see something like this, you know.
Right.
But because, you know, of me helping with the company, you know, they never had a problem with me, you know, being there early, you know. So I got to see the first time that, you know, Trevor did the seminar and he's talking and he says, and then you have people like that God-fearing, loving woman over there, Granny Hulkster, you know, and he's going on and on, and he says, and then you have people who think that they're smart marks, and he's kind of like pointing at me, and I said, Trevor, I don't know everything, and he says, darling, you know more than most, and I thought Tim, the promoter, was going to fall off the ring rope laughing. And then the next time he did a seminar, he said, you know, telling the wrestlers how to work the crowd and everything. He says, go to Granny. Use her as your goal. Make her mad. Piss her off. And I'm like, oh, great, Trevor, as if they don't make me, you know, if they don't give me enough grief as it is, now you're telling them just
That's
to
good.
Really double up the dose.
They get
there.
You over, too.
And one of my friends who is a manager for a company in Harrison, he goes by the name of Stephen E., and I call him Stephanie, and he bugs the heck out of him when I do that. And he says, well, Granny, he says, you know, you're part of that extended wrestling family, you know, and that's where he told me, he said, because the average fan would never get to see something like that, but because of who I am and, you know, how I'm connected with the wrestling company, you know, I mean, I was blessed to be able to have that opportunity, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a very special thing
to call Trevor Murdoch my friend, you know, personal friend. I mean, I'm friends with beautiful Bobby Eaton from the Midnight Express. I mean, I met him through TCW.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
where I met a lot of these big-time people was through traditional championship wrestling, and I've remained friends with them, you know, over the years. Ricky and Robert, you know, Rock and Roll Express, my favorite tag team in the world ever, you know. I mean, I've met some amazing people over the years, and I'm blessed because I've had that opportunity.
Yeah, and wrestling has been great, yeah, absolutely great. Of all the people that I've met, Granny, I got to say, you and Stro are at the top of the list, and Kathy, and Derek. I'm not ranking anybody. I'm just saying. It's been a very good thing. For sure.
Well, Stro would be
more at the
top of the list than I would, Brady, and I don't have a problem being a
Granny.
Little down lower on that list, you know. So
Granny, you're one of a kind.
I appreciate that.
She really is.
One of a kind, Granny.
Yeah, it's a very special thing. We are almost out of time here. Is there any other news? Anything that we should talk about? Anything that we should cover? Stro, did you have anything that you wanted to mention or plug or talk about?
Isn't Wrestling with History tonight at 9:30 with Bruce Wirt and Ken Resnick?
It is. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Do you have a guest tonight?
He didn't tell me yet. I'm going to say stay tuned to the VOC Nation social media because
okay.
I didn't hear anything yet. I don't know if they're planning on doing a guest or if, like, with the summer and everything, if they're kind of taking it a little easier tonight and just taking calls. I don't know. They usually have a good topic, though, even if they don't have a good guest. So, like I said, stay tuned to the VOC Nation Twitter and Facebook for information on that. And, of course, don't forget to go to VOCNation.com. So today, the lineup for today, obviously after the morning after goes off the air, tonight at 5 Eastern, we have a very special episode of Evolving with Corey Castle, tremendous lifestyle philosophy podcast granny, big fan of Corey Castle and everything that he does. At 6 Eastern is Obey the Puck, and that's a tremendous hockey talk with Dan Colachico and his girlfriend or wife Kelly and somebody else too. But they talk all about hockey. It's the guy that brings you the HIAC talk radio stuff, and they do a really good job. So that's Obey the Puck at 6, and then 9:30 Eastern tonight, of course, Wrestling with History with Voice of Choice and Killer Ken Resnick. Call in number for that is 657-383-1666.
Hey,
yeah?
Brady. I think that Bruce was going to try to get David Lane on tonight as his guest on Wrestling with History.
David Lane.
If he was able to do that. David Lane, the guy that does Wrestling with Problems on Monday nights.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, no, you're
the guy
right.
That does
it's
Wrestling
David
with
Lane,
Problems.
Yeah.
I think they were going to try
okay.
to get him on as their guest tonight, but I'm not sure. I know they were working on that.
Little known fact, when Bruce and I were doing wrestling with VOC Wrestling Nation, the original AM radio show, Bruce had to retire, and he went away for a couple years. And, you know, that was in the early years of the VOC Nation radio network, you know, after the transition to podcasting. And he was replaced by King David Lane, and David and I did Wrestling Nation for a number of years until I left at Granny to focus more on in the room and being the overall general manager for the whole network. So I had to kind of leave wrestling, VOC Wrestling Nation. And it was like that for a while with King David Lane hosting the Mothership show until Bruce came back and we decided to rebrand David Lane show so that we didn't confuse people because it was so synonymous with Bruce Wirt and everything that he did for so many years. So that's tonight, 5, Evolving with Corey Castle, 6, Obey the Puck, 9:30 is Wrestling with History, 657-383-1666. Tomorrow night, new episodes of Briscoe and Big Ace and WCW Retro, that's at 8 and 9 Eastern, respectively. Stroh's call-in number, 914-338-1885. I saw Pro Wrestling Tees has a sale going on right now, 20% off of all orders. Free shipping on orders over $150. We have 7 great designs. Shelly Martinez will be out soon, so that'll bring it to 8. We got Stro Maestro shirt as well coming out in as soon as we're working with fantastic cartoonist Steve Anderson from Pro Wrestling Illustrated and WOW Magazine, and it's going to look amazing. So I can't wait to check that out. But be sure to stay tuned to VOCNation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link, or just go to ProWrestlingTees.com/VOC Nation and enter the code America for 20% off there. Don't forget to go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a great review, and go to Podomatic and give us a like and a subscribe. That's going to do it, guys. Take care. Thank you so much. I love you all.
Have a great day, everybody.
We'll talk
guys.
To you tomorrow.
Have a great
everybody
Wednesday.
Enjoy Wrestling with History.
Love you too. Love you all.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick,
former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Brisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality